Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio, in the offices of COSE, Council of Small Enterprises, COSE.org, organization that I've been proud to know for a long time. We got a lot to do here, folks. I got a new person I want you to meet. John Dearborn's here. He's the president of Jumpstart, which is a nonprofit organization that helps small startups, helps startups get funding when they might not otherwise qualify. John, how did I do on that one?
You did great. Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. I'm thrilled to be here.
So the state came together with some philanthropy.
That's right.
Philanthropy to fill a niche for funding for companies that maybe weren't bankable, that kind of thing. Talk to us about
that. Correct. So it's a bit counterintuitive, but some of the best companies in our area and certainly in the nation that are startups that have a great idea that could be really game-changing are the least bankable.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get that idea off the ground? And unless you have your own resources, you go out to friends and family, you might tap your credit cards, and you might tap the equity in your home, both of which are, you know, have gone away more recently.
Right.
And you say, well, here's how I'm going to get this business started.
Mm-hmm.
So we were put in place because there wasn't that kind of risk capital in Cleveland like you might find on the West Coast or the East Coast.
Right.
Seed capital, risk capital for these businesses that have these high-tech, high-growth ideas. And so we make investments in these companies as a venture capital organization might do to help them propel that idea forward.
How much would be an investment, a typical investment?
Our typical investment is about $250,000.
Oh.
So it's
That's not chump change. For a startup, that's not chump change.
That's right. So in over 8 years, we've now made 71 investments.
Wow.
We've invested about $25 million in these entities.
What's your track record?
Well, as a measure of success, we measure their ability to garner follow-on funding because
right.
if we've made the right bet,
right.
others will follow
right.
us.
Right. Well, sure. If somebody else buys in, then that means they got a pretty good start.
That's right. And our portfolio companies have gone on to raise about $300 million in capital.
Wow.
And raise it from areas outside of Ohio. Certainly a lot of money coming
mm-hmm.
from folks in Ohio, but venture capital organizations outside the area, which from an economic development standpoint, that's fresh capital coming in for folks to hire employees and propel that business
forward. How low a loan would you? I mean, it's not a loan. Is it not a loan. Is it a grant or is it equity? What is it?
No, it is equity. It starts out as a convertible debt instrument,
yeah.
but so is a loan.
Like warrants or something like that?
Yeah, kind of, debt really that mm-hmm. converts to equity
okay.
when the other capital comes in.
Right.
And so in order to get that company going.
So you get your money back, put it back into lending out somebody else.
That's right. That's exactly mm-hmm. right. So unlike a VC organization that limited partners,
right.
you know, we're trying to keep that going in an evergreen fund,
mm-hmm.
but really support these companies with this risk capital to get them move forward and hopefully to grow the next big company.
Right.
And to, you know, provide employment opportunities, generate wealth, and all the great things that will come
so
out of that.
So the next round of funding takes you out? Is that what your goal is?
That's right. We call these graduates. So once
mm-hmm.
they've once we've worked with them for a couple of years,
yeah.
we put both capital in the organization, but we also work side by side with the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take a board seat.
Right.
We really act almost as staff for 1 to 2
mm-hmm.
days a week for the first couple of years and help them work through some of these gaps in their plan
mm-hmm.
to then connect with follow-on capital and other kinds of resources.
Right.
We also have an active mentoring program. We also help coordinate, for the state of Ohio is very supportive of this, through a program called the Third Frontier.
This is great stuff, John. Are any other states doing this?
Well, there are states that take various cuts at this, but the state of Ohio's Third Frontier program is a $2 billion bond issue,
wow.
which is unlike anything in the nation. And
I wish this could migrate to other states.
Yeah, so here's the theory, Jim, is if we put this bond issue out there and we help fund these kinds of things, the more these companies grow, the more the bond debt gets serviced, and that's proven to be true over the course of
right.
the last 7 or 8 years.
And the kids stay home.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Right.
You have a friendly
place. They came up out of the ground here in Ohio, and they start their businesses here, and they build their businesses up out of the ground here
that's
in
right.
Ohio.
And the kind of economic development that's traditionally done of retention and attraction, that's
yeah.
something that you have to game you have to be in, but
right.
this is a way of growing things organically, as you say.
Yeah.
And if you provide that support locally, their chances
what's
of
that
staying
worth?
Are good.
What kind of investment? I mean, what better investment could you make?
That's right.
Than that. I mean, that's the kind of thing you would think that the average person would pull the lever for in the voting booth.
That's right.
And
that's
apparently
right.
they did.
Exactly.
Got a website.
We do, jumpstartincinc.org. So it's a site where you'll see not just about us, but also about the other network or the other network partners that we have. We work with about 17 formal partners that help either with capital, with space,
right.
with technical expertise. So if I'm out of the IT world, I don't know anything about biosciences. So if somebody comes in and they say, boy, I need some help for my bioscience startup, we have an expert for that. We have capital for that.
John, I got to go. We've got a lot of folks to talk to today. I'd like to get you back on the show.
I'd love to.
Can we talk about this more?
That'd be great.
I want you to go into more depth in what you're doing. Maybe we'll get some ideas out there for some other folks. We need to help small businesses out there. That's the only way this economy is going to get turned around.
I agree.
The big guys are not going to do it. It's going to take the small guys.
Well, just 2 seconds, Jim. In fact, there's been a study done on this. You're right on point because there was a 10-year study done in Pennsylvania that showed that's exactly the case.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.